Karen.
I'm Greg.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Paul.
And this is Library Beat,
a weekly podcast about all things library.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and I am here with somebody who's missed the last few episodes, but she is not dead, as some of you feared. It's Aubrey.
Hi.
Aubrey, where have you been?
Oh, here and there.
Aubrey's been out and about delivering all around Garland County as part of our home delivery service. And as we discovered a few episodes back, it's not too easy to record and have to compete with all of the background noise from
right.
the engine and the road and other vehicles. So we decided not to do that on the road, but we finally had a chance to sit down together and record our next episode. And by the time you're listening to this, it's probably the very end of September or early October. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about October.
What's your favorite thing about October before we even talk about the library?
Well, October is just one of my favorite months of the year in general because you're coming down from my least favorite season, summer, because it's so hot.
Right.
And usually October is very pleasant and mm-hmm. cool, and I love the look of fall, driving around or being outside.
Yes, absolutely. I think my favorite thing about October is everybody seems nicer in the fall because, you know, you're not hot and cranky all the time, but it's also just when people start to dress more cozy.
Yeah.
And it's acceptable to wear your sweaters even if it's still warm outside and you can get your cozy blankets out and nobody's going to judge you for it.
Yes, 90% of my closet is cool or cold weather compatible.
Yes.
So you'll notice during the summer I'm always wearing the same thing.
Same t-shirt and winter shorts every day.
Aubrey, are you a pumpkin spice girl?
I'm really not. I feel like this is my hot take on pumpkin spice. I had one time and it tasted like hot dog water. So.
Ooh, I think we might have lost some fans there.
So no offense to anybody that likes pumpkin spice. It's just not for me.
I'm mildly positive on it. It's not my favorite thing, but I enjoy little seasonal drinks.
Well, I love that for you.
Well, let's talk about programs we have coming up here in October at the library. And just to start right off, on Tuesday, October 3rd, so by the time you're listening to this, it's probably right around the corner, is the next installment of our astronomy series. And on that day, they're going to be talking about the partial eclipse that's coming up on October 14th. So this is kind of a sneak peek of what's to come in April with this little partial eclipse.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really cool. I know the last one went over really well, so I'm excited to see how many people we have attend this program. One that I'm super excited about that's going to be coming up on the 6th of Friday. That's going to be the first Friday of the month. We have our Crafternoon program. We're going to be making some soap, so that one's going to be fun. And the next week on the 10th, we have the Humane Society coming by, and we're going to be doing an adoption event for seniors.
Yes, they'll have both dogs and cats available to adopt. These are animals that are good fits for seniors. There will be an adoption fee. You can see that on mm-hmm. our website in the event description. It's a little different for dogs and cats. Or you can just stop by and meet some of these companions. I think it'll be a great time. And we, of course, love hosting animals here at the library.
Mm-hmm. It makes for a really interesting day when there's animals in the library.
Yes, non-human animals, we should specify.
Yes, that's true.
Well, there's definitely some antics and shenanigans that take place here. And then later that week, on Saturday the 14th, is the newest event in the Master Gardener's Know It to Grow It series, and this is going to be all about canning basics.
Have you ever canned anything?
I have not, but my wife actually specifically requested this one. So I requested it to the Master Gardeners, and they found a canning expert who's going to talk all about canning and preserves jars.
Oh.
And I think that'll be a pretty popular one.
That's going to be awesome. And just in case you can't make it to the library for that day, we're going to have it live stream too, so you can watch from home with your cozy blankets and your fall scented candles.
Yes, and your pumpkin spice, if you prefer. If you're not Aubrey.
Right, exactly. Now, I've never canned anything, but a few weeks ago, I attempted to make some pickled okra that I had bought at the Green Market in the village, but I've been too scared to try it, so it's still in my fridge waiting for me to try it.
Here's my hot take as somebody from the South. I don't like okra.
I mean, that's pretty normal.
People gasp at me when they're like, you don't like okra?
And it's just not for me. I just said I didn't really care for pumpkin spice. I can't hate on you for not liking okra.
It's so slimy. It's got this bit, I could go on a whole rant. We'll do another episode about foods that we despise. The next day, on Sunday the 15th, we are starting a classic movie club. You'll watch a classic film and then discuss it afterwards, just like you might in a book club, except you don't have to do any homework and watch the movie in advance. Everybody gets to watch the movie together and then talk about it. That's going to be led by our local film enthusiast, Chris Hall, who was on an episode of this podcast a couple months back. Greg had a great episode with him, and he is the perfect person that works here to lead that.
Oh yeah, if I ever am looking for a movie recommendation, I know I can ask Chris and he'll give me something that I'll probably like. So on October 20th, so a few days later after you've watched your movies, on the 20th at 1 p.m., Chief Master Roby from here in Hot Springs is going to be teaching a women's self-defense course. And I attended the first one that they did here at the library, and it was really, really interesting and super informative. So I would definitely recommend going to that, and I might even stick around and come see what's going to be going on that day, see if I can learn anything new.
And that weekend is our big annual fishing derby event, which we call Fishoween, and that's at Family Park. That is on Saturday, October 21st. And just to be clear, most of these events we're talking about are adult events, since we are on the adult services team. That's our specialty and what we know the most about. But on October 21st, Fishoween is an event for the whole family, so kids, parents. There will be lots of booths from some of our collaborating partners. There will be lots of activities and games, and of course the Game and Fish has stocked the pond with channel catfish. We're hoping to have a pumpkin patch. It's going to be a wonderful time. This is our third annual Fishoween event, and it's one of our favorite events of the year.
And it always goes over really, really well, so I bet there will be tons of people out this year.
Yes.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
We're going to skip real quick to the end of the month, and then we're going to go back and talk about one last event. But on Saturday, October 28th, in the morning, we're having a Bob Ross workshop, and that is registration only. There's limited spots, but it's completely free to join, and all supplies will be provided. There's a certified Bob Ross instructor coming in. She gave some workshops here a couple years ago, and we're happy to have her back.
And don't worry if you're not artistic, because there's no mistakes when it comes to Bob Ross.
Yes, and this is very, very beginner-friendly. I mean, Bob Ross is period, but this is especially targeted at beginners with little to no experience painting.
What does Bob Ross say? There's no mistakes, only happy accidents.
Happy little accidents.
So come ready to make happy little accidents, but no mistakes.
Yes, and now we're going to step back a few days, and we're going to talk about a very special book club we have coming up that is going to be hosted by Aubrey and a special guest to this podcast episode, Haley. Okay, so now we're here with a first-time guest to the Library Beat podcast. This is Haley Sims. She is our newest full-timer here at the library, a public services coordinator. Mm-hmm. Up at the front desk. So welcome, yes. Haley. Congratulations on the new
Thank
job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I am enjoying it so much. So I kind of just mainly am up at the desk and, you know, with the public. And then I also on the side kind of have this head page responsibility where I'm kind of in charge of shelving and just the organization of all of our books and their format. And it's been really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad, and you are a perfect fit for that position. So, Haley, along with Aubrey, they are going to be co-hosts of our upcoming book club, focused on the book Fourth Wing, and it is in collaboration with the GC Reads event that's going on from the end of September through the end of October. And traditionally, this has been an event for all of the public schools in the county. They read books focusing on a central theme, and this year the theme is dragons. And we are getting adults involved for the first time, so there's going to be an age-appropriate book about dragons for various grade levels. Each one will have their own book all the way up through teens, and then this year we're adding an adult book on dragons, which is what Fourth Wing is about. So I'm going to let Aubrey and Haley tell us all about Fourth Wing because they both read it, they both love it, they're huge fans.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
What's so special about this book?
For sure. So whenever I picked up Fourth Wing, I was actually in like a reading slump. I didn't know what I wanted to read. Nothing sounded good, but I love fantasy. And so I was like, let me just try Fourth Wing because Haley had read it. And I was like, okay, she liked it. Let me just try it and see if I like it. And I fell in love. It was so good.
You became obsessed.
I did. I kind of obsessed over it for a while. But it was so good. You know, you can never read like Divergent and Hunger Games again for the first time, but that's kind of what this book was like. Mm-hmm. It was a lot like Divergent and Hunger Games, and it just brought it all back. Like I was reliving my middle school years, whenever those first were released.
You just fell in love.
Yes. Fourth Wing was actually our most popular book in the adult summer reading program. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, why not do a book club over it, especially since we have GC Reads happening this month. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Fourth Wing. It's going to happen on October 26th at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we actually have registration open for it now. So as soon as you listen to this podcast, you can go to our website and register for the event. And if you are one of the first 10 people to register, you get a free copy of Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros.
Yes, and it is, like she said, it is so many different kinds of dystopian and fantasy combined. So it has a lot of similarities to those kinds of books, and it's set in that kind of Game of Thrones ancient era that I love and think is so fascinating. But there's still such a unique spin on it, and I feel like I haven't read anything like it in a really long time. And normally I'm not into like the whole castle dragon thing, but the way that it's written and the way that the story kind of unfolds, it's so addicting. And it's a pretty big book, and I feel like I've read through it so quickly. And normally if it's like discouraging seeing something so long, but I couldn't stop, and I read it in less than a week, and it was amazing. So definitely read it and join us, because we are going to have so much fun and there is going to be lots to talk about.
And if you're not one of the first 10 people who signs up and you miss out on your chance for a free book, you can still join. There's more than 10 spots available. So if you have your own copy of the book or you've already read it, like Aubrey and Haley, you're welcome to join. We also have the book available on our digital resources. So you can get it on Hoopla or Libby.
Mm-hmm. And I know that Books A Million was sold out of it for the longest time, but I think they have more copies in now. If you've loved the book, or you are so committed to reading the book that you want to buy it, you can also do it that way. But we do have other ways for you to get the book for free here at the library.
And I don't know if we've even mentioned the author.
The author is Rebecca Yarros. Mm-hmm. We have a few of her other books here at the library, but I think this was her first attempt at writing fantasy.
It was like her big break.
Yes.
I think it blew up more than she thought it would. And the second one's coming out very soon in November, and we're also getting that one, and I'm so excited. Apparently there's supposed to be several in the series.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a series of five. It's called the Empyrean series.
It's going to be so good. I'm so excited.
So this is very timely to have this book club at the end of October with the new release hot on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if this is a success, it sounds like we'll have to do a book club for each new installment in the series.
Yeah, I know that has briefly been discussed, so I hope we do.
Yes, we definitely should.
Well, thank you for joining us, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, that is just a sample of some of the amazing programs we have coming up in October for adults. So if you want to find out more details about any of those programs, you can check our website calendar at gclibrary.com. Some of the programs require registration, most of them don't, but you can read more about each one of those on our website.
It's going to be a great month. I'm so excited for all the super fun programs we have planned for this month.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.